We arrived at Roer in the summer. The black tar paper on the barracks radiated shimmering waves of heat. Our room was a bare 16-by-20-foot space with raw wood plank floor and walls and three windows. Just one room for my parents and us, three kids. The only piece of furniture provided were a black pot-bellied stove and five army cots, one for each of us. My parents' full-time job became setting up our new life in Roer. Mama began the daunting task of making a home for us. She sewed curtains from government surplus fabric and braided rugs with strips of cloth. She couldn't prepare our food because meals were served in a communal dining hall. This was hard for her, a precious personal responsibility that was taken away. Daddy scoured the camp for scrap lumber and loose nails to make shelves and stools for us. On our journey to Roer, he seemed really worried about our family's uncertainty. Now, in the camp, he was coming to grips with a shared existence with many other people confronting the same hardship. The recreation halls had activities for everyone. Many children learned to play a musical instrument for the first time. Some kids had judo lessons or took art classes. Adults took classes or practiced the ancient art of wood carving or flower arranging. I remember going to school behind barbed wire fences. We began every morning with the Pledge of Allegiance. I could see the barbed wire fence and armed guards and towers from the schoolhouse window as I recited the words, "With liberty and justice for all."